inside a cherry, what is the part you don't eat?
Cherry, the seed.
And inside a peach?
Well, some people call them a seed and some call them a kernel, so I don't know which one you'd want.
What do you call them?
Seed.
What is the kind of peach where the flesh is real tight against the stone? You have to cut it out, cut the seed out.
Well, that's not a clear seed peach. You'd call it some of them are Indian peaches. You have to cut it out. And there's maybe some other kind too, but the Indian peach, you do have to cut the seed out. It don't fall out very easy.
Would you say a clear seed?
A clear seeded peach, when you cut it open, the seed will just fall out almost. Those Alberta peaches are clear-seeded peaches usually, and when you cut them open, the seed comes out real easy. Now there's a plum peach too, that the seed won't hard. You just have to cut the meat off of it; they won't fall out like that.
What do you call the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core.
When you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making what?
Dried peaches or dried apples.
You ever heard them called snits?
No, I didn't.
What are the kind of nuts you can pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
What are some names you know for that?
It's what now?
What are some other names that you know for that?
Goobers. Goober peas.
How about if, is that what those are?
I'm calling them goober peas, and I'm calling them goobers, and I'm calling them peanuts.
How about if you get them without the shells on them? Do you call them something different?
Shell peanuts.
What other kind of nuts?
A hull peanuts. They can call them either one. Shell or hull. A lot of people call them hull. Some say shell.
What kind of other nuts do you like?
I like Brazil nuts. And I like those, there's another little one. A little flat one. What they call those now? It's a Brazil nut. I don't know what it is. It's a big one, but this other one is I can't think of the name of it now anyway. But there's another one I like.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Almonds. Yeah, I like almonds.
Do you like those kind that you get a lot of trees. We used to have one of these trees in our backyard. You make pie out of them.
Cherry trees?
No, a nut. Kind of nut. What's some other that you find down here?
Huckleberries, something like that?
No.
Huckleberry, nut. Walnuts?
Those too, but there's
pecans.
Another
one.
On a walnut, what do you call the outside part of it?
The hull.
I don't know, but there seems that there's a hard covering of a walnut.
Yeah, that's the shell.
And then there's the...
The hull.
And then what? And then...
The kernel.
Okay.
On the inside.
Okay. What is the kind of fruit that grows in Florida? And, you know, there's a lot of talk about it now.
Well, there's a lot of oranges, I know.
That's enough. If you had a bowl of those, you would say, you went to get some, and there weren't any left. You'd say, well, the oranges are...
Gone. Oranges are gone.
Do you have any little... red vegetables out in your garden that are they're real hot and peppery? They have white inside and they're red. They grow underground.
Radishes? Oh yes. I did have. They're gone now, but I did have some in the spring.
What do you call those little tomatoes that only get about this big?
Salad dressing. Salad tomatoes.
Have you ever heard them called anything else?
I don't believe I have. I'm sure they are, but that's the only thing I've ever heard them called, just little salad tomatoes.
You ever heard Tommy Toes?
Tommy Toes? I've heard of them, but I don't know what they were. I've heard that name somewhere, but I don't know. Is that tomatoes too?
Yeah, that's what some people
call
say.
Them, Tommy Toes.